www.thebigtalk.com.
You can take control of the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there. They're totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to actually control the content of the site as well. So the main focus of the site is the stuff you've put there. And when you go to freetalklive.com, you'll see what that's all about. As you look down the main page, there are numbered items. Those items were submitted by listeners like you. The numbers are votes. Those votes were cast by listeners like you, maybe even you. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can cast a vote on whatever you see there. In fact, what you should do is go to the upcoming stories page. That's where you'll find the freshest content on the site that has just been submitted over the last 24 or 48 hours or so, and you can vote on those items, and that's the most important voting you can do because those votes, those initial votes, determine whether or not those items will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see them other listeners as well. So go to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's all free. Here tonight, it's Ian. Oh, sorry, Nemi, you just got in here. I apologize. Your mic was
He shut me off. This is Nemi.
Thank you, Mark. And we'll go to the phones and to the fun. Daryl is on the line listening in Keene to Liberty 94.3. Hey, Daryl.
Hello. Ian, Nemi, and Mark, I hope all of you are having a good night, and hopefully this hour does not go down that hill that it went down last
no,
hour.
No, I have questions for Mark about a kilt. It's going to get worse, my friends.
I will make sure that I listen. And I guess technically by definition, nothing is worn under a kilt. Otherwise, it's a skirt.
This is what we need to establish. See, I heard Mark wore a kilt at Porkfest.
I am the owner of a kilt.
Okay. I have seen the kilt.
So is it a bona fide kilt?
What makes it a bona fide kilt?
Well, is it a tartan from a clan?
It is utilikilt, which is a more modern piece of clothing. And
does it have the underwear built into it?
No, it does not have underwear built into it, no.
Okay, how is it a modern-day kilt, then?
Well, because it's made out of, like, twill, and it's dark green.
Okay, so it's not technically, all right.
It is not a
tartan. The question on the porch this evening was, did Mark wear underwear under his kilt?
At Porkfest?
I think it's a general stand question.
I did not see him get out of a car.
I'm asking. Mark's sitting right here next to me.
I'm thinking whether or not one would see through this kilt. I mean, it is designed to give you somewhat level of modesty. But I am for undergarments. I'm just.
Does that mean you did wear
them? I love Ian's on it.
I don't run around without undergarments on.
So there's your answer.
Under no circumstances.
So you were a false Scot.
I'm as Scottish as I am Scottish, and I'm reasonably certain that I am somewhat Scottish, but
not Scottish enough.
You're a poser, man.
Fine by me. If the choice is between being a poser and not wearing underpants,
you're going to be a poser.
Yeah.
All right, Daryl.
Daryl, underpants, for or against?
I am Switzerland on this issue. I take no stance. If one wishes to wear, then it is their choice. If they wish not to, then all the better.
Very good. So what were you calling about tonight?
I wanted to call, and congratulations are in order to you, Ian, and actually to all libertarians in New Hampshire. The Secretary of State officially accepted the petition for the Libertarian Party to be ballot qualified here in New Hampshire.
Awesome.
You mean 13,000 petitions. It's not like just one was signed. They did a lot of
it was actually close to 15,000 petitions. You know, 15,000 registered voters in the state had a certified petition saying that they were registered to vote and signed the petition, and then that stack, which is, according to the Secretary of State, it's a stack of petitions. So, you know, here's the Libertarian Party's petition for ballot access.
Got it. So, yeah, you're congratulating me because I'm running for political office. I mean, I don't expect to have a chance in hell of winning, but, you know, at the very least, I'll probably get an article in the newspaper with outlining some liberty-minded viewpoints.
And being ballot qualified and running is a whole lot better than running while not being ballot qualified and trying to do a write-in.
This is true. And you're going to be running for local office as well. What we really need are more people here in New Hampshire doing the political scene. There are a number of them. Lots of them are running as Republicans and or Democrats. And, you know, you and I chose the libertarian route, which, you know.
Because you don't want to be burdened with that whole thing of winning.
There are 15 libertarians running in New Hampshire.
How many?
Plus the 15. Presidential ticket.
Not too shabby. Not too shabby. So is that all you want to do is call about that?
Yeah.
Thanks
just wanted
call,
to
man.
Call about that and hopefully, you know, go uphill from last hour.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. So, yeah, last hour we had a guy calling about Britney Spears out of nowhere, and we really will take your calls about absolutely anything. Let's go to Todd, listening in Austin, Texas. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Todd, you're on the air.
I just wanted to call in and clarify about, I've read some articles about the protest that you're reading in the police infiltrating the Occupy movement here. And the lockbox is
awesome.
Just a really simple device. It's just a 5-foot piece of five inch PVC pipe with a bolt in the middle. What it does is it allows two people to join hands in the middle, holding onto that bolt, and it makes it hard for police to break the line.
So try to explain to me how it goes again. It's a 5-foot piece of PVC.
Five inch diameter, 5-foot piece of PVC pipe.
So you stick your hands down the pipe and lock hands inside the pipe.
Well, actually, it's described it as having a bolt in the middle for you both to hold on to.
Ah, okay.
So
okay.
It's going through the pipe in the middle. And the other thing that's interesting, it's kind of pure law. If you're just making the device, the crime is, I think, the same as the crime you would be committing with it.
Wow.
But it's interesting, once you actually go out to use it or encourage someone else to use it in an actual crime, then it's a state jail felony. So even though the crime we're committing with the device is not a state jail felony, making this device to commit that crime was.
It's crazy.
That is just weird.
Making a pipe with a bolt through the middle of it is a felony.
Yeah. I mean, and one of the things that's interesting is the people who didn't use this device are only being charged with a misdemeanor crime of obstructing a street or whatever it was. But because they made this device to do that, they're getting charged with state jail felonies. And the other interesting thing is the guy who really committed most of the felonies is the guy who made it and the guy who encouraged other people to use it.
Right, and that's the detective, right?
Right, and the law states that explicitly. So the guy had to commit two different, you know, acts in the law. That's the state jail felony in the situation.
Wait a minute. You're saying the undercover cop has been charged? That doesn't make any sense. I must be missing something.
No, he's not being charged, but I'm saying the undercover cop is not being charged, but he actually committed two things that are in the clause.
By making the device, and
by then encouraging people to use it,
yep.
Those things are in there, but the person who actually used it is the only one being charged.
Right, so it's legal when they do it. When they infiltrate a movement, which is what this call is about, last hour we were talking about Austin police have admitted to placing agents provocateur in the Occupy movement. And they encouraged, or this agent encouraged people to make this lockbox device to make their protests more, difficult to break up. That's what the purpose of the lockbox is.
It's kind of like chaining yourself to a tree at a protest.
Yeah. I mean, what's interesting, obviously, is this device is ridiculously simple. I mean, it's not someone made some complicated thing for commission of a crime. I mean, it's a PVC pipe, essentially. So it's interesting.
Thanks for sharing that detail with us. I hadn't taken the time to find out exactly what the lockbox was.
Yeah,
right?
The only thing you should be charged with in the circumstances if you make a weapon. And this isn't a weapon.
Well, anything
it's an obscure law that's not very often enforced. So, obviously one of the things they kind of enforce when they want to and pull it out. So.
Yeah. Todd, thanks for sharing that, man. I appreciate it. Anything else on your mind tonight?
One other thing. There's an interesting device that I think would address the photography issue. I haven't bought one, but they're a little bit expensive, but I want to get one. There's a thing called an iFi card, E-Y-E-F-I, and it's actually an SD-RAM card that can get on a Wi-Fi network, just the card itself, while it's on the camera.
I've heard about these things before.
There's an iPhone app for it. So one of the things these guys could have, if photographers feel they might be in a similar situation, is, take the pictures with the iFi SD-RAM card in your camera, and then have the program in your phone, your smartphone, there's an Android app as well, automatically download those pictures for you.
Very smart. Yeah, that way the pictures are stored on your phone, and they just if they take your camera, then you'll still have the photos. Thanks, Todd, for the call. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-953-4836 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a 6-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-953-4836. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-953-4836. That's 1-800-953-4836.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1692.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1734.41, $867.20 for a half ounce, or $433.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1734.41, $867.20, and $433.60.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beets Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says 1 in 3 adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increase stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, Nemi's going to share with us a disturbing update on a story about a man who was had his house raided by the police. He defended his house and himself by shooting back They, of course, ended up killing him, but there's something outrageous that's happened in the aftermath, and we'll share the latest on that. 855-450-FREE allows you to take control of the airwaves here. Also, you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system wherein you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners, and like the rest of the features on our site, that BBS is completely free. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. Also, want to let you know about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is to get together with other people who agree with you on the ideas of freedom and then do something about it. Don't just sit back and look at pictures of Britney Spears all day. Get out, do something for freedom, whether that's working in a political campaign or whether it's creating media or whether it is lobbying existing politicians to change their mind about things or perhaps doing civil disobedience. There's just a lot that can be done and a lot that needs to be done, and we're doing it here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project with over 1,000 people already here. As part of the project, over 12,500 are pledged to make the move to New Hampshire. So join up over at freestateproject.org. Learn more there. It's again, freestateproject.org. Glenn is on the line listening in Ontario. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Nemi and Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Glenn. What's on your mind tonight?
I was just calling the other day. I was listening to a show from a couple days ago when you guys were discussing intellectual property. And,
yes,
and I just thought I would call in tell you about a friend of mine when I was in college who took viral videos on YouTube and turned it into a six-figure salary.
How did that happen?
It sounds interesting.
I don't know the whole story. I know that there's a video on a news site, City TV, I believe. I actually put a link on your upcoming news stories. And basically he just did some videos that kind of went viral, became very popular, and now he's got like a YouTube partnership. Now he's got a kid in the background. Basically making six figures out of it, and he's got like 10 people working for him. And I just thought it was an interesting story with regards to making money while providing free content to the end user.
Yeah, I love those success stories of self-made successes on the internet. That
how's
just
he
kind
making
came
his money
nowhere?
Though? I mean, so he's making viral videos. Where's the money?
I think it just comes from, because I know you can become a YouTube partner, and they put as you notice on YouTube, they've got usually like a 15 to 30 second advertisement in the front end of videos now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. I know that there are people who are hired by YouTube to now basically produce YouTube TV shows type things.
Really?
And I'm not sure how his website. Like, I haven't talked to him for a while. I just saw this news story and I tied into to that. Like I said, the link on the upcoming news story, I'm not sure if he told you any more than I just told you, but it's an interesting story. Like, he actually used to be homeless for a bit and now he's just...
Wow, that's a big change, going from homeless to internet media mogul. Always love hearing those stories. Glenn, anything else you want to share?
No, I guess that's it.
Appreciate the call, man. Thanks for making it tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You hear about that story, and like you said, Mark, where's the money?
Yeah.
And it's hard for us to envision it, right, because, internet advertising doesn't seem to be a whole lot of money, but I guess if you're getting millions of views on YouTube, a few cents here and there could possibly add up.
I would guess. I mean, some of these people are making money doing this stuff. I don't know who's making the money. I couldn't tell you, but I'd be interested in finding out.
Right, and it's interesting that you can make money through the YouTube system, where YouTube is making enough money for them and their huge operation, and still enough to actually pass on a few cents to the users.
Yeah, I think a few cents might really nail it down. I mean, I'm familiar with how network radio ads work, and the shows aren't getting rich.
When you say network radio, you mean like big companies buying ads all over the place on big and small shows?
What they'll do is they'll buy bundles through, organizations like, whatever, some companies out there, and those companies will sort of bundle together small shows with big shows and just kind of sell radio time and what they call gross ratings points,
mm-hmm.
grips. They'll sell grips to people, and, they'll buy grips, and these ads kind of trickle down. The company that sells it, they get a cut. The company that middlemans the deal and puts some of the little guys together, they get a cut, and then the shows, they get a cut.
Right. So, you know, maybe that's similar. Obviously, if you're buying shows or displays on YouTube, you're probably only paying, you know, a cent or something like that per view. Or, I mean, I can't imagine they're paying that much over the scheme of things for each. I mean, I don't know. I've never looked into buying ads on YouTube. But I wonder, you know, how many do you... There's these ad blocking softwares that are available for various different plugins and such for various different browsers. I wonder if the people using ad blocking software are being counted as views of those ads or not.
I don't know. I would suspect yes.
I believe it depends on the ad blocking the plugin that you're using. Either it loads but it doesn't display, or it doesn't load at all, and that's right. Where your click count is going to be, whether it counts or not. If the browser actually loads the ad but doesn't show it versus actually doesn't download it in the first place.
We were advertisers on Google for quite some time. We had what their AdWords, is that
right? That's right, yeah.
And we'd really noticed no discernible difference in our downloads when we stopped doing it. Is that correct?
You know, I haven't really looked at the numbers. You've been looking at the numbers more often than I have, Mark. Have you noticed any? We've stopped for about a month now with Google.
I can't tell. Can't tell anything.
So, yeah, we were paying, about $300 a month for Google ads,
huge,
I think.
It's thanks to the amplifiers.
Right, yeah, thanks to the Free Talk Live amplifiers. And, it looks good. Like, when you look at the statistics, every one of those dollars you pay out is for an alleged click, right? So, the way it's set up is that you pay per click. And so we wouldn't be spending the $300. We would only spend a fraction of that if we didn't get enough clicks. But every single month, we're getting all the clicks. We're spending money. You know, they let you set a budget. And so you say, well, I can spend this much per day. And then they run right up to that budget, and you get all the clicks that you claim you're getting. But supposedly, all of those people should be new users to the site. Now, you're not going to retain everybody that clicks on an advertisement, but you should be retaining some of them over time. And we had done advertising with Google for at least a couple years, maybe even longer than that, at that level. And
not a lot of retention, no real
change. So I don't know. And we were showing up with, you know, searches like talk radio, you know, general searches. We would show up there in the top three ads on Google results. I remember there was even one time at a industry convention where one of the speakers was talking about Google ads, and he had a slide up on his display, and there was Free Talk Live up there. So he was trying to explain to these, you know, dinosaur radio guys how to do internet advertising. You know,
this
we were already there.
Is a mouse.
Right.
You use it to position the cursor. The cursor goes over the big G. That kind of thing.
So anyway, 855-450-FREE. So did it work? I don't know. I mean, I know at one point I got an amplifier who said they found us through Google Ad. So
that's not
that
a bad
something.
Thing.
That was something.
There's an old saying in advertising, and it's what clients might say is, I know that half of my advertising dollars work. I just don't know which half.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We know what works, and that's word of mouth. That's you telling your friends about Free Talk Live and sharing the episode.
It's certainly worth it.
More coming up. Free Talk Live, you take control.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties. is rich in B vitamins and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Angie, and ever since my daughter had alternating diarrhea and constipation, she suffered from hair loss, listlessness, and was stunted in her growth. After getting her onto 2 supplements suggested by naturopath Stephen Huer, she has improved dramatically. Her stools have normalized, her hair and her body are growing again, and she's beaming. I credit the majority of her improvement to One World Whey.
Children love the taste of One World Whey, and their growing bodies are getting nature's best source of protein. Evidence shows that non-denatured whey protein powder is a better source of protein than meat, milk, or eggs. If you have finicky children and you want a protein that will support their growth, energy, and healthy brain function, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Kids prefer it over junk food. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And grab archives. They're there for you. You just click and download. There's no requirements that you have to jump through hoops. You don't have to view any advertising or anything like that. You just go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. And they go back for years. Plus, you can access the SoundCloud page, which makes it easy to share all of our archives. And you can do that by going to freetalklive.com. Look on the left-hand side under Listen and Share. And then click the SoundCloud link to access a whole bunch of archives, and then use the share button on any one of them to easily share it to Facebook, Twitter, Reddit, wherever it is that you like to hang out online.
I'm convinced the most important invention in the area of freedom this decade is the Bitcoin. You can go to weusecoins.org and find out more about the Bitcoin. The Bitcoin is an online, peer-to-peer, open-source internet currency. You can send and receive money without having to pay any fees, and, you know, those fees add up. If you're using the big payment disbursement bank online, it's 3%, so you send money 30 times, and pretty soon you have no money at all. Bitcoins, not so. You also have complete control of your account. No one can hack, you know, no one can mess with your account if it's secured, and you have to take precautions and secure your account. But no one can inflate the Bitcoin currency. No one can counterfeit them. It's Bitcoins. We use coins.org. And if you need optical transceivers for your networking equipment and you want to support Liberty at the same time, buy them from memorydealers.com. They take Bitcoins, too.
Okay, so you can call in about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, looks like there's been some secession happening in the European Union, specifically from Spain. We'll talk more about that coming up here in a little bit. But, Nemi, you've got an update on a story that we talked about. It seems like it's been a few months at least now since this went down. There was a guy who was an alleged drug dealer who allegedly was selling steroids at one point, and the police decided they were going to engage in an armed raid on
his
residence.
That's right. This was in April, and that's here in New Hampshire in a town called Greenland.
It's on the east side of New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's over near the seacoast. So it's not on our side of the state, but it's closer to the seacoast. And the families of the wounded officers who have survived are suing the mother of the shooter.
Because he took out the chief of police
He killed the chief of police, and I believe he wounded four other officers.
Yeah.
He's now being held. His body is being held. Well, he was shot, correct. And it's believed that he shot his girlfriend before he killed himself.
Mm.
But the families of the wounded officers, and also the killed police chief, are now trying to sue the mother, who owned and controlled the house where this guy was, and all of this went down.
And what on what grounds?
That she knew that he was operating a criminal enterprise.
And what evidence do they have of that?
They don't.
Okay.
Having proof doesn't mean
that's true.
You know that you can't sue, Mark. Right?
People would like to believe that was the case.
So the mother's lawyer has asked the judge in the case to dismiss the lawsuit, saying that obviously allowing it to proceed will create a new standard by which parents can be held legally responsible for their adult children's actions. And he says, quote, imposing such a liability on parents of an adult child would effectively make all parents potentially liable for the acts of their children, no matter what age.
This guy was in his late 20s or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
He's 29. Yep, 29.
What are you reading from right now?
This is from the Union Leader.
Okay, but the quote they're quoting, is this the defense attorney's
This is the mother's lawyer.
Okay,
so, yes, defense attorneys. Imposing such a liability on the parents of an adult child would effectively make all parents potentially liable for the acts of their children, no matter what age, based on any allegation that the parent knew or should have known that the adult child engaged in criminal conduct. Now,
it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't care if the child is an adult, which seems like a really confusing term, an adult child. But what they mean is the offspring,
right,
of the parent.
Right, parent.
But, Mark, you went to prison at age 17.
That's correct.
For 9 years. And can you imagine your mother being held responsible for what you did?
It's really going to confuse the situation if everybody's parents are held responsible, no matter how old that person is who did such a thing.
Right.
And, this was a botched raid, and these police officers aren't taking responsibility for...
Well, it was botched only in that, somebody fought
people
back.
People died, right.
Well, like, this guy actually fought back. Usually in a drug raid...
They should have never had the opportunity to fight back. I mean, how many of these raids does the person know it's coming? They should be sitting in their living room, watching TV or, whatever they're doing. The idea of this guy had the opportunity to pull a gun... I mean, these raids, they have the element of surprise. They're supposed to have the element of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So to call this anything but botched is being pretty darn generous.
Yeah, that's very true. It says here, and this is also true, when police arrived at his doorstep in April, Mutri was free on bail awaiting trial on drug charges following a 2010 search at the Greenland home, which ended with police seizing numerous weapons and steroids.
So they had raided his house before.
Right. Yep, he had had previous run-ins with Greenland police prior to the shooting.
Hmm. I'd known that they had arrested him previously for stealing steroids, allegedly, but I didn't know that they had actually previously raided his house. So, I mean, they even should have known the layout. You want to talk about a botched raid? These guys have been inside the house before.
Now, I hate to say this because it strikes me as not the nicest thing to say, but what five police officers show up at a drug raid not wearing vests? I mean, this guy had a 9mm, and he ended up taking out one.
It was a rifle.
No, 9mm, and that's actually named in the suit. They believe the mother also owned the weapon that he used.
So what difference does that make? I mean, because I know where my mom's handgun is?
Yeah.
Now she's responsible?
It's crazy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they are trying to hold her responsible for the actions of her adult son because apparently she knew that the drug activities were still continuing on her property.
So they claim.
It's nuts. You know, and I mean, we see this a lot with truancy in schools. We see this with underage, you know, minor children, too. Are parents responsible for the crimes of the child? I don't think that the parent is responsible or negligent necessarily in this case. And I don't think parents should be held legally responsible for the actions of their kids either.
Now,
unless they're blatantly negligent. And I don't think that she is here.
And now, this is also comes into the realm of landlord responsibility for a renter, too. When I was doing, you know, property management for my family's business, we had this, you know, drug-free household thing that they'd have to sign saying that you'll never, ever, ever, ever bring drugs into this house and, you know, that kind of thing. You know, this kind of nonsense that people sign and they don't care anything about. I actually had renters sign it, and then we went back and smoked a joint. I mean, that just goes to show the level of nonsense that these things are. But, you know, what responsibility does one have for one's renters? I mean, if you know that they smoke marijuana, if you know that they'll sell a bag, where does the responsibility start?
That's a great question. And, you know, there are police out there who would likely advocate for, if you know a crime is a so-called crime, if you know a crime is being committed, that you have an obligation to report it.
Well, I can tell you that police agencies have confiscated rental units that they have found people where they claim selling drugs out of.
From the landlord.
From the landlord, who, you know, ostensibly had no understanding.
Right.
I mean, you know, I may see my renters once every quarter or less. I mean, if
I got
paying
renters
the rent
living
on time, I don't care.
I got them living next door to me, and I don't know what they're doing. You know?
Right. How would you?
Right, and in New Hampshire, at least, I don't know what state you're talking about, Mark.
This was Florida.
Yeah. In New Hampshire, if a tenant of yours is found growing marijuana, you can potentially lose your house.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'm surprised they didn't do that to me, because that happened to my tenants a few years ago. They were actually raided for growing marijuana, and they brought him up on charges. They stole the plants. It was 3 felony charges, and the cops didn't even tell me they'd raided the house.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I think they waited until I had left the duplex for the day to go and do something and then pulled the raid, because I had no idea. I didn't hear anything. And he told me they were, you know, crashing around, banging the door in and making, you know, shouting like they tend to do. 855-453, your renter-tenant stories. It's Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free and bring up anything you want, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And by the way, over at freetalklive.com, you can support the show by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of things that you can do there to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, whether it be putting a bumper sticker on your ride or, and by the way, the instructions are there as to how you get a free bumper sticker, but you have to be able to follow instructions. So somebody sent me an envelope today which did not have an envelope inside of it. Therefore, I cannot send a bumper sticker back. The idea is a self-addressed stamped envelope. I know probably this is a new idea for the internet generation.
Yeah, the younger folks probably don't even know what a self-addressed stamped envelope. They're not used to hearing that rattled off on a regular basis.
Right.
What that means is that you enclose an envelope in which we can send you back a bumper sticker so that we're not kicking out 40 cents for the free bumper sticker we're sending you.
Right. We already paid for the bumper stickers, so you know, hopefully we don't have to pay for the postage. That's the idea. And so send an regular address an envelope, put a stamp on it, put our address on it, put an envelope with your address on it and a stamp on it inside of the envelope you're sending to us, and we'll just, you don't have to include a note. We'll just stick the bumper sticker in there and send it back to you. So
I'm so glad you're here to explain this to me, Ian.
Apparently some people, you know, they maybe they just didn't get it, or maybe I did a poor job of explaining it on the website. But anyway, promote.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get the details on how to do that. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, you can bring up anything you want. Evan listening in New York City. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Get a rope.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
We are doing a great radio show. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, okay. I was calling because I called a few months ago about relationships and breakups and how to handle them and stuff. And I was just wanting to get your guys' opinion on, like, can you be friends with an ex?
Yes.
Like, good friends.
Good friends?
Well, how good? I don't know. I think that I think you need to put some time between the breakup and you know when and now.
Who did the dumping?
She did.
Oh, okay.
So I need you to ask yourself. I need you to answer this question as honestly as you can. Do you want to get back with her?
I don't know. Like, all I know is that I do miss her as a friend, just like talking right as of right now. You know.
When did the breakup happen?
In May. But like we lived together, and then I just moved out like a month ago, so we didn't really like. We were still around each other a lot.
So the breakup happened. Y'all lived together for a couple months. You moved out a month ago.
Yeah.
What's her status with a current relationship?
What do you with?
Does she have a new boyfriend?
She is currently seeing somebody. Yeah.
And how quickly after the breakup did that occur?
Like a month.
That you know of,
and how
that I know
her,
of, yeah.
How butthurt are you about that?
Pretty hurt. I mean, I was. I felt more, I think, betrayed. Than anything, you know,
because
it was somebody that I knew.
So,
you got a thought?
So why do you still want to be friends with this person?
Because, like,
do you miss her or do you miss someone? That's my question.
I miss her as a friend. We were like really good friends.
Okay. Do you have other friends who are of the same caliber? Maybe not that you saw naked or slept with or lived with or anything, but do you have other close friends that kind of measure up to that?
No, I mean. Not really, because, I mean, she was, you know.
Okay, so do you miss her, or do you miss someone that could be anyone?
A companion.
A companion. Are you just...
More a companion, you're probably right. Maybe.
Okay, so I would say skip being friends with her, because clearly, you know, the way things ended, you feel betrayed, you don't feel that you got even shake. Would that be fair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I have every relationship, like, one person really has no idea that that's coming, necessarily, you know? So.
I don't know that that's always true, but I would say...
Not always true, but I feel like mostly true.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know enough really about your situation to debate it. But I would say if she's not treated you well, I wouldn't necessarily want to keep her around as a friend.
Well, I wouldn't say she didn't treat me well, but I definitely made some major mistakes in terms of, like, the relationship. Not like I cheated on her or called her names or anything like that.
So you're claiming that you deserve the treatment, so therefore her bad treatment is, it's reasonable because you treated her poorly, too? Is that the claim?
I didn't really treat her bad, though, you know? I think she just...
So what did you allegedly do to her to deserve being treated bad?
I think it ended mostly because she felt like emotionally I wasn't as committed as she was, which...
It doesn't sound like she was very emotionally committed if she moved on within a month, dude. Sorry, but...
I know, but she was like, oh, you know, he's my best friend.
Wait, what?
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, how long... Hold on now. How long are you supposed to be forlorn after a relationship is over before moving on?
I don't know. I guess it's subjective.
What period of time?
I'd say a month is probably getting close to the minimum amount of time that one would, you know,
sure.
if one was going to keep up the pretense of having mourned properly. Now, he's just revealed that this is a good friend of his, so somebody who's been skulking about on a pretty regular basis. So maybe it was just presented that they were together at a month out. But we don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
I only found out because, like, she was going out somewhere, and he said that this guy was coming. And then she was like, "Yeah, we're kind of dating." I'm like, "What?" And
then you were living there at the time. You know what
yeah.
I hear? Right. I hear pain
yeah.
and hurt.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be able to keep a relationship going. It's not going to be a healthy relationship by this a friendship relationship going with this person if you are feeling pain and hurt over the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could be wrong, and you could be deluding yourself that you have no pain and hurt at all, in which case, please go ahead and learn from what it's like to try to maintain a relationship with somebody that you have pain and hurt about. And that's fine. You know, people learn these ways, but my advice is that you have not put enough time between, you know, what happened and, you know, today.
I would agree with Mark. Yeah.
Okay. I think you're right. Is there any way you can give me the handle? Like, we have a tight circle of friends that we share. I'm not sure how to, like, address them, you know, in a way that says that, you know, if we hang out together, I don't really want to see her right now.
Okay, so ask who's going to be there. Ask who's invited. If you don't want to see her, then don't see her. You know, if she walks in somewhere where you are, you excuse yourself and leave. I mean, you know, you have feet. They work.
Yeah.
I'd say to be civil in these circumstances, if you can, you know, put a smile on your face and act dumb and happy, and you know, let that just, you know,
that's
slide past you. and you know, it's important to be out there right now. You sound like you're in a vulnerable place, and that you're missing companionship. So, you know, get some companionship, but you're not going to do that from your living room.
Good advice. Evan, thanks for the call, man. Good luck out there.
Good luck.
Great to hear from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
We have no qualifications, whatever, to give relationship advice on this show.
Everyone is equally qualified.
Right. I suppose to some extent that's true.
Because most people have had relationships. And
I think people that think about it more probably, you know, people that give advice on relationships all the time, mm-hmm. for instance, talk show hosts that do relationship advice, they probably have some best practices in place.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think that most people have experienced relationships and have got enough mistakes under their belt that they can give some level of advice.
I think that's true. I mean, if somebody's just treating you like dirt, there's no reason to stay pining at a door that's been closed in your face.
And if you've treated them badly, and most relationships are not one-sided, that doesn't mean that you need to go back in order for some kind of penance. As a matter of fact, it means the opposite.
You have to keep going back to pay your price.
No, there's no price to be paid.
That's true. That's very true.
Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, you can bring up your ideas for Evan. Maybe you've got some suggestions. Maybe you have an experience that you can relate that would be useful to him. I presume he is listening on. So feel free to add to this discussion. By no means are we the end-all, be-all of relationship advice. I know. I'm sure I'm not.
Speak for yourself.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still time for you. Hour number three is on the way. You can bring up anything you want. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Do you like action and adventure? Do you like suspense? Do you like being scared? Are you tired of the same old crap from your fantasy and horror authors? Then try something original. Give Matthew Bellotti's books a read. As a special promotion to introduce you to his work, all his ebooks will be free to download at nwb.freetalklive.com September 5th and 6th. All five of his books, free, no strings attached. It's Matthew Wayne Bellotti, the best fantasy horror author you've never heard of. nwb.freetalklive.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.